All right, now, let's bring in Mike Causey, and we'll check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, he did it. Got the Cy Young Award.
Would have been a crime if he didn't get it. It
would have been an outright crime. 1.70 ERA, it never seemed to pitch a bad game.
Fifth lowest ERA since 1969. If the Mets would have scored four, he would have been 30-0. If they would have scored three runs a game, he would have been 25-2. those are ungodly numbers.
Well, congratulations, and they made the right decision.
Oh, no doubt.
Something good happened in sports.
Yep. And he got whoever was given the award made a crack, and the Mets were laughing at it, but they should have been crying at it, that he got more support from the Cy Young voters than he did from his own team.
It's true.
He only had one nay against him, and, you know, somebody's always got to be a jerk. But, yeah, 29 out of 30 voters said that he should get the Cy Young Award.
Who did the 30th voter say it should be?
I don't know.
What
he's a Batia. I don't know.
What league was he watching?
I don't know. No idea.
Unbelievable. Now, there's no explaining idiot. All right.
No, that's true.
Tonight, Packers are playing who?
Are they?
Aren't they playing tonight?
Yeah, they are. They're playing at Seattle.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Packers because I just can't support Pete Carroll.
No, I'm taking Green Bay in this game.
Yeah. I just can't. I even hate the way he chews gum on the sideline. He looks like a cow, you know?
But
it all goes back to him for me with that choke signature. Remember when he was the coach of the Jets?
Yeah, and he lost the game.
Yeah. It all goes back to that. Never mind what he did at the University of Southern California. That's a horse of a different color. But it's just, I don't know. It's just something that gets him under the right skin about the guy. That's all. Well, anyways, I have to tell you something funny. I was listening to a sports, not national, I think it was on Channel 30 in Hartford. And they were talking about the Giants playing the Buccaneers. And you know what the guy on TV said about this game? He says, this could be a trap game for the Giants.
Trap game?
That's what I'm saying. Trap game. They have two wins on the season. Every game is a trap game. What are you trying to say? Oh, they got to win. And so now there's going to be a letdown. When you're not going to the playoffs, no game is a trap game. You could say a crap game.
That's true. But when both teams stink and they're going nowhere, what's the trap?
Well, that's what I mean. It was a stupid statement. It's just unbelievable.
Pitiful.
It's just, I don't know. So anyways.
There's a lot of Bow Wow games this weekend again, boy.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Going to be interesting. The only game out that has any kind of interest is Philadelphia and New Orleans to see how many points New Orleans can beat Philadelphia by.
Philadelphia's really got problems this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently they're blaming it on losing two coordinators. I think you got the same players, don't you?
That's right. Unbelievable. So now, who won the American League, Cy Young?
The kid Snell from Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, he was good. Yeah. He was real good. He was their only full pitcher. He was good.
Yeah, he definitely deserved it. He was probably the best pitcher. Well, obviously the best pitcher in American League now. You know, I don't see an argument for anybody that you can go up against him. The starter on the Yankees fell apart like a $5 suit in the second half of the year, like he always does. Started off the year great, and the pundits were already giving him the Cy Young Award in June. But you got to play it in October, and he didn't again. So, yeah, Snell definitely deserves it.
All right. Where else we want to go in sports?
Where else can we go? The Red Sox gave Cora a deal for another couple of years. I guess he deserves it after winning a World Series.
I would think so.
See if he's standing after that. The Machado charade keeps going on.
I finally like what Steinbrenner said. Al Steinbrenner. They asked him, what did he think about Machado? And he basically said his actions and the way he talks are troublesome.
Bingo. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's stepping on guys on first base in the World Series, which is ridiculous. He says he doesn't hustle. Outright says he doesn't hustle.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so how much money you want?
I know.
And you're a knucklehead where, you know, you keep stepping on first baseman's ankles. One of them's going to turn around and punch you right in the jaw. And, you know, you're going to look at him like the innocent victim. That's not going to happen like that. It's definitely not going to happen like that. So I would not pay this guy the money he's asking for. I wouldn't pay him 40% less of the money that he's asking for, because why do I want an admitted dog on my team?
If I were the Yankees, the only thing I'd spend money on this year would be?
I'd get pitching. You need
pitching. There you go. You've got young players throughout the sprinkled throughout the team, you've got you have to hit for the home run all the time to win. But get yourself some pitching and.
Well, you know what, Yankee fans, because Yankee fans were probably the originators of fantasy sports. So you don't have Gregorius for maybe a half a year. So we need a shortstop. Sign Machado. Okay, so you sign Machado for 9,000 years. All right. When Gregorius comes back, where's Machado going?
Yeah.
Third. Oh, okay. So then where's the rookie going? Oh, we'll figure something out. Yeah, you'll figure something out.
Yankees got to get two pitchers. Two pitchers. Not one. Two.
At least two pitchers.
Yeah. Two. That's the bottom line. The starting point for the Yankees is two pitchers. If you can get more, fine, but two pitchers. The rest of your lineup is what it is. It's a good lineup. It's not a great lineup, but it's a good lineup, and it's full of young players that will get better. So, you know, get yourself some pitching, and then see what happens come next year. That's what I think, anyway.
You need pitching.
Yep. Boy, do you need pitching.
You need pitching. I would trade Sanchez for a pitcher if you can get it. I don't care. I don't care if he turns out to be the second coming of Johnny Bench. I don't want him.
They don't need him. They've got enough home run hitters on the team as it is.
You go with their backup catcher, Romine. He calls a better game. He doesn't let balls go through his legs. He's a much better defensive catcher. You can win with Romine if you had some live arms. And they got Sabathia back for another year. They got Tanaka. He's still pitching, right?
Yeah.
We say it every year. These two guys are going to fall apart, and it's going to happen at the same time, and it could happen this year. If them two guys go down, you're left with what?
My cat just knocked off my headsets.
See, the cat knows.
The cat got all excited.
Yeah. You got to go out and you got to get pitchers. And you don't have to get number one starters. You need pitchers that can give you innings if that's the way baseball goes again. But you need guys that you can throw on the mound for five or six innings and say you're going to keep us in the game. You don't need guys to go out there and throw goose eggs for you for five or six innings with the lineup the Yankees have that you expect to produce runs. But if they don't go out and get themselves pitchers, it's going to be a repeat of this year.
All right. With that being said, Mike, I'll speak to you mañana.
Yeah, enjoy the snow.
I always do. Goodbye.
Take care, guys.
Mike Kazi with Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.